We're so glad you're with us here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN Radio, and the other members of the show team do a great job to help make this show what it is every day, just like you, the listeners, do. We have Michael Birchfield, our producer. We have Jeff Burson on social media, and today Rich Jesse is in for Ryan Penny on the phones. So you'll talk to Rich when you call 833-288-3986 and share your thoughts on thanking God ahead of time, like Blessed Solana's Casey told us that we ought to do in our prayers. We're going to go to the phones in just a minute. I want to mention something. This is really an amazing resource, actually a set of resources from EWTN's religious catalog. It's the Our Lady of Lourdes Rosary Special. All right, listen up. This gift package set includes a 150th anniversary Lourdes Rosary, Our Lady of Lourdes Tapestry Rosary Pouch, and the DVD, Lourdes with the Franciscan Missionaries of the Eternal Word. The rosary is made of clear crystal glass beads with a polished pewter center and crucifix. The centerpiece features an image of Our Lady of Lourdes and Saint Bernadette on the back, holds a piece of cloth touched to the rock upon which Our Lady appeared. The spacious pouch features an image of Our Lady of Lourdes and Saint Bernadette on one side, and on the reverse, stitched in gold thread, is the prayer, Hail Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us sinners. And of course, I mentioned the DVD as well. You'll travel with Father Joseph Mary Wolfe and Father John Paul Mary Zeller to the Sanctuary of Lourdes for this personal analysis of the miraculous events that occurred there. It's available now at EWTNRC.com. Free standard shipping in the U.S., continental U.S. for online orders, $75 or more. That's standard shipping. Use code free at checkout. Get this gift resource set for somebody who maybe just came into the church or still has yet to be confirmed, or a wedding gift for somebody coming up. That's EWTNRC.com.
Speaking about that, looking ahead, on Monday, our show is Why Did You Become Catholic at This Year's Easter Vigil? So if you just came into the church, welcome home. Welcome to the family. We're a mess, but we love it. No. Well, we're not a mess. You know what I mean. We're
sinful.
Well,
as Father Benedict Groeschel used to say, come on in. It's awful.
I know. I love that. I loved him. He was so, God rest his soul. What a beautiful man. Okay. But what if you came into the church, start thinking about it, and then call us on Monday. Okay. On Monday, why did you become Catholic? We want to learn. We want to grow. We have a couple open phone lines, and we need you to fill those up before, so we can have a very robust discussion. 833-288-3986. And I just have to say, please forgive me, folks. It's Friday. Okay. I'm punchy on Fridays. What can I say? Jerry, you crack me up. You totally sound like a sports announcer when you're announcing our show team. And on the show team, we have Michael Birchfield. He's our producer. And we got Rich in for Ryan Penny. It's
and
hilarious.
Our sideline reporter is...
You can totally tell you turn on your sports announcing when you're doing that. That is so cool. I want to hear you call a game. Or is that how you say it? Call a game?
Call whatever. A game, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really, I'm very sorry to say I don't have any old tapes of me doing high school or college football or basketball. Well, we used to get this. I'm going to date myself. We used to broadcast them, and we would record them on reel-to-reel. So even if I had the reel-to-reels now, I wouldn't have any machine to play them on. So
My dad left us one when he died.
Oh, is that right? I
come yeah, over you to can your have house. It. It's yeah. taken up a big space in the garage. No, seriously, you can have it. I have no idea what to do with it. Is it worth anything?
Yeah, there are collectors who would love to have something like that. Yeah.
Really? Okay, mm-hmm. Cool. Well, I'm going to tell my husband that. So much for collecting that stuff. Okay.
Don't throw it in the trash.
So we have a couple open phone lines. If you feel prompted by the Spirit to weigh in on this, on prayer, living out God's will, thanking God in advance, now is the time. Now is the time. Don't wait much longer. Now is the time to call in 833-288-3986. And Rich has his hand right on the handset, ready to go. And he'll talk to you for a few minutes. You get to listen live, put you on hold, and you'll be on the air in just a few minutes. Just like David in Birmingham, Alabama. He was first up listening on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, David. Welcome.
Hello. How are you guys?
Great. How are
Doing
you?
Well.
Doing very well. Doing good. I had a few comments about the topic today. And the first thing that I thought about was how we are to have a thankful heart and a thankful spirit and that that pleases the Lord. And I know that there is scripture, I believe it's in Thessalonians, where we're instructed, where it says, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And so we know that it pleases the Lord when we have a thankful heart and a thankful spirit. And I believe that that scripture gives us a model in Jesus Christ himself in praying, as you guys kind of alluded to, the balance of maybe of praying according to his will, but then also letting our request, you know, and understanding beforehand. And I think the key is just thinking out loud, to really being thankful beforehand, is understanding that he knows what's best for us, even if he does not answer the prayer in the manner in which we think that he should, but just trusting that he knows best for us, even if it's not answering the prayer in the way that that we wanted him to. And I think about Christ when he was on the cross, and, you know, he asked the Lord to take this cup from him, but then he said, but not my will, but thy will be done. And to me, that is just the picture of his humanity, and also in him saying, take this cup from me, but then understanding that what his purpose was to come and to die for the sins of mankind, and that he knew that that was the will of the Father for him to be crucified.
Yeah, absolutely. Great comments, David. You remind me of a phrase that I use sometimes when we tend to look at God as sort of a vending machine, you know, who's going to just give us whatever it is that we ask for. I refer to it as he's not a gumball God. You know, we don't put a quarter in and a gumball. We know that a gumball is going to come out. It's what we put the quarter in for. We have to be, like you said, open to whatever God's will is. And that passage you were referring to is in Philippians. Philippians chapter 4, and it says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And then the following verse, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. If we want that peace, then we need to present our prayers and petitions with that thanksgiving. And I'm reminded of a passage in Luke chapter 11 as well. He says, which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? So we know that our God is going to give us something good, something that is for our good. It just may not be quite exactly what we were asking for or hoping for. Debbie, what do you think?
I completely agree. And David, thank you so much for weighing in on this. I just wanted to say this about prayer, because when I worked with junior high and high school students, they would ask this all the time. They would almost be apprehensive or, you know, hesitant or afraid to express their own feelings because they didn't want to do anything wrong in God's eyes. You know, God wants us to have a relationship, a union, a real divine union with him, right? Our hearts are restless until they rest in you, St. Augustine, right? So here is an important element that you bring into the conversation, David, and you as well, Jerry. And that is, you know, should we be voicing our own, you know, feelings and thoughts and what we want? Absolutely. Absolutely. That's a relationship. That's a relationship. If we are just going to be like robotic and we're just going to do everything that we know, quote unquote, is like the proper thing to do, is that really, are we really being authentically who we were created to be? No. You know, our personalities, God created us. He knows every hair on our heads. Okay. He knows everything about us. He created us uniquely in the image and likeness. Okay. And so it's absolutely in the image and likeness of God. So it's absolutely amazing for us to show that, because it shows how much we are using our humanly, you know, attributes, our characteristics, to connect with the divine God. Amazing. So I just want to say to folks, please be real in prayer. Be real. You know, some people say, I'm really angry with God right now. Be real. Share that. Share everything, because I think that's where we really get to the deeper level of intimacy. You know, intimacy, into me you see. Intimacy is a beautiful thing, and especially when it relates to God. What do you think, David?
I think those are great comments, and I'm in full agreement with you guys. One of the things that I was thinking about as far as asking for the proper things, I think about the scripture that says, set your affection on things above, or set your attention on things above, not on things of this earth. And so I think if we are focused on the Lord and trying to keep our mind by the power of the Holy Spirit, thinking about spiritual things and keeping our mind set on the things that they ought to be on as a child of the Most High God, then our request will be things that are pleasing unto the Lord, and they will not be as earthly. And not to say that there's anything wrong with praying for anything. As a matter of fact, we're commanded, you know, the Lord says that we are to cast all of our cares upon Him. And so, you know, we are to everything. And so that's the little things, that's the big things, that's the grandmother's little toe that got hurt. That's, you know, that's the child that has cancer, and that's something as simple as, Lord, I need you to help me with my bills, or, you know, so yes, I think that we should absolutely, everything we need to place in the Lord's hands, and just as He says, my burden is light and my yoke is easy. And that's not a suggestion from the Lord. It's a command to cast all our cares upon Him. And really, that's communion to me, is whenever you are in that relationship by the power of the Holy Spirit, able to commune with the Lord and talk to Him. And I think that the closer that relationship becomes, then our prayer life will look different than maybe it did when we first came to know the Lord.
Mm. Very articulate words, David. Thank you so much for joining us here on the broadcast today. We appreciate that. Right from there in Birmingham, where EWTN is located, Irondale, of course. Take two with Jerry and Debbie. Call us again, David, sometime. We appreciate that. Listening on Guadalupe Radio Network.
Excellent. Thank you, David. God bless you. Now you can get started with your weekend, David. Thank you. Call us again, though. Jerry, we're also getting messages on YouTube and Facebook. Would you like to share?
Well, actually, we heard from Joanna, who is watching the video stream on YouTube. Hi, Joanna, and everybody there. She brought up what you brought up early in the broadcast. She says, Saint Mother Teresa, Saint Teresa of Calcutta, would pray the express novena. That is 9 memorares, actually 10. And as Joanna points out, she always prayed a 10th memorare in thanksgiving, confident that her prayers would be answered. Thanking God in advance is great faith, Joanna says.
I love it. Thank you, Joanna. Thank you so very much. You can weigh in by social media. Leave your comments. Jeff Burson is right there, ready to pick them up. He is so amazing and very, so quick. I've never seen anything so fast. All you got to do is leave your comments there on YouTube or Facebook. You can also email us, take2@EWTN.com. You can also text us. You text the letters EWTN to 55000. Now wait for a response and then put your first name in, how you're listening, and then your comment. And we will happily add that to the discussion. But see, we want multiple ways for you to weigh in, but we need your takes on this, because this is how we learn and grow. You are the catechists here. This is where the faithful have a safe platform, a worldwide platform to speak. So let's use it wisely. Fill up those phone lines, 833-288-3986.
Okay, let's go to Ramon, who is in Orlando, Florida, listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Ramon. Welcome to Take Two.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you, Ramon?
How are you guys doing? I'm okay. Yeah. I loved what you're saying about praying, because I've been praying for a long time, but and nothing happened, and the whole community is praying for me. Because I'm sick, I got terrible headache. I can't sleep in the nighttime for weeks, and I've been praying for a long time, and nothing happened. Now I feel like I don't want to pray anymore.
Okay.
Because for so long, about 15 years, I've been praying to feel better. And the whole, I know the whole community is praying for me too, because they know that I'm sick. But nothing happened. I feel sometimes like God's not listening to me. And I feel like I don't want to pray anymore.
Yeah. Tell you what, Ramon, we are going to get a break here in less than a minute. Please stay on the line. I have some thoughts. I know that Debbie does as well. We're talking with Ramon in Orlando, Florida. He's been praying for many, many years about many things, his health especially, in particular, can't sleep at night. And Ramon, you just said you're not sure you even want to pray anymore. So we'll tackle this with you here in just a minute, because God is there. He is hearing your prayers. Why he is delaying, we don't know. Maybe we can examine that a little bit. But in the meantime, we have some phone lines open at 833-288-3986. Take two with Jerry and Debbie on this Friday, talking about thanking God in advance for our prayers. What about you? Have you waited and waited and waited for God to answer a prayer? Maybe you got that answer. Call in, give Ramon some encouragement. 833-288-3986.